It's been an eventful morning at Waterloo Station. What are being called transformational new Arterio trains have been rolled out on the South Western Railway network. The £1 billion fleet of 90 new trains are said to offer more capacity, quicker journey times and better reliability and punctuality for passengers. Built by Alstom in Derby, the trains will also offer charging points at every seat, onboard Wi-Fi, accessible loos and air conditioning, all of which passengers should be able to expect, which will allow them to travel in more comfort and stay connected during their journeys. We sent Radio Jackie reporter Jackie Carr along to find out more about them.
I'm here at Waterloo Station with Luke Taylor, the MP for Sutton and Cheam and spokesperson for London. We are on one of the new Arterio trains, the 701 that's just been introduced, 90 of them to the network. Luke, what difference do you think it's going to make to the network?
I think it's really important that we see this investment in the rolling stock, and it's been see that that's part of the previous Great Western Railway upgrade programme. But when these trains transfer over into Great British Rail, and this network's going to be from April next year, I think, what we need to see is the improvement in the reliability, in the frequency, and you know, how late the trains run. In my constituency, that's Worcester Park. Obviously, we want to see the other network operators see those same improvements. But Worcester Park residents get in touch with me every week to complain about the service there. So whilst the nationalisation of the rail network is interesting, it doesn't actually fix the problem. So we really need to see those services improve so residents can get in and out of London even easier. Trains like this, which has just been named the Nighthawk after Stuart Broad, because obviously it serves the Oval in London where he played cricket for so many years. It's brilliant to see, but we really need to understand what the details mean for local residents.
And I think also they cut a lot of services in 2022. I think with a loss over 3,600 seats affecting many of your areas. So we want to see whether they're going to restore those services or make them better, what they're going to do, don't we?
It's exactly right, and it's the reduction down to the 5-car trains, which you see quite often. These are 10-car units, so I wonder whether we will see them on that route, which will mean we should get more capacity, and will we see more frequency at peak hours? Will we see those later trains?
Overall, I think we've got Wimbledon. They've just played a lovely piece of from Chariots of Fire on the station, having the sportiest episode. We have lots of trains serving big sporting venues, don't we?
It's all good fun. And I think that's one of the ideas, is to allow people to make sustainable transport choices so that they don't necessarily have to be driving. You don't then have to be clogging up the roads around Wimbledon, for example, which these trains will serve, so that we can, you know, get to the cricket, get to the tennis, get to the horse racing without having to drive and without having to spend hours stuck in traffic disturbing the local residents.
And it's quite an amazing train, isn't it? We've got Wi-Fi. I've actually been at the front, have you?
Oh, no, I haven't. They didn't let me drive. But for listeners, they might be familiar with the Elizabeth Line trains, which apparently this is a very similar model to. Feels very similar to the Thames Link trains, the new Thames Link trains, that is. So you know, it is a good quality experience, and all that sort of improvement is going to be inviting people back onto the rail network.
Thank you, Luke. Good to see you here today.
Great
Thank
stuff.
You very much.
Thanks,
indeed.
Jackie.
Okay, I'm here at Waterloo Station with Helen Maguire. You're the MP for Epsom and Newell. Epsom is one of the routes they've actually said they're going to reintroduce or do more routes to, I think, a few minutes ago. So what do you think of this train and the whole idea of new trains, new routes?
Well, it's absolutely what's needed at the moment. I mean, one of the things that we're struggling with on the lines going through Epsom is that there aren't the trains aren't big enough and they're not frequent enough at the moment. So this train is a 10 carriage train, which goes up from an 8 carriage train. So what that's going to do is going to increase capacity from 800 to 1200. So that's 50% increase in capacity. So that's really going to ease things, which is fantastic. But what we would like to hear as well is how South West trains are going to kind of get back to a more improved timetable like it was previously. COVID, because one of the challenges they've got is if you've only got two trains an hour, for example, and if one gets cancelled, then you're kind of waiting an hour for the next train. So that's quite difficult, and lots of constituents have been obviously complaining about that. We have had lots of constituents complaining about you know, they can't get onto the trains. So obviously this new Arterio train will resolve that issue because you've got greater capacity. So that's great, but there is more progress to make as well.
Yeah. And do all the stations in Epsom, the platforms cope with these longer trains?
As far as I'm aware, that's a technical question that I will need to find out the answer to, but I think so, yes.
That's good. And what do you think of the train itself?
I think it's great. I mean, it's bright, it's clean, you've got air conditioning and heating, so that's great. There's lots of plugs everywhere for your equipment, and there's Wi-Fi. Let's hope the Wi-Fi works. I know I've certainly struggled on the trains recently. So if all of that works, then it's fantastic.
Yeah, and they're supposed to be smoother, they're supposed to have regenerative braking, so all heading very nicely towards a 2040 net zero target.
Exactly, yeah, no, we do need to get people off the road. And, you know, the great thing is about London is we've got a fantastic public transport network. You know, it'd be great if it was like that throughout the country. So, you know, most people do use public transport, so the better we can make our public transport, the more people are going to use it, so it's great.
And I think it's lovely they named it Arterio after arteries, which is arteries supply the heart with blood to go around the body. So hopefully these trains are going to be supplying commuters back into the London and out again.
Absolutely, you know, London is the heart of so many things. It's the heart of government, it's where many businesses have their headquarters, and so people are going to continue to commute into London. So if we can do anything to actually improve commuters' journeys, then that's great.